Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I have no experience with this, so I can't really judge this person in this clip. But anyone who has a tattoo listening to the show right now, listen to this. And is this what it's like to get a tattoo? Really?
Talk to me about this. Is that a guy?
Hold on.
Yo.
Monica! Monica!
Is that a safe word? Monica!
That's his girlfriend.
Oh, it's his girlfriend.
She's sitting right next to him, holding his hand.
Current or ex at this point?
Well, TBD on that one.
What was it? Do we know what the tattoo was?
I don't know what the tattoo was.
Probably like a little bug.
If it wasn't a Canadian flag across his back, I'm calling BS.
It looks like it's being done on the inside of his left forearm. She's holding his hand on the other side. And the person taking this video, which is now going viral, they just happen to be in the shop at the same time. So clearly this guy starts screaming, and you know, it's 2019, so you pull out your phone.
Is that, Caitlin, what it sounds like to get a tattoo? Okay, so we have all these grown adults in the room, and the only person in this room who has a tattoo is little old Linnea, our intern. Lydia.
Did you scream?
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad?
I mean, it's bad. I'm not going to lie to you. It's bad.
Where's your tattoo?
I have it on my shoulder blade.
Okay, how big is the tattoo? Centimeters?
I'd say it's pretty big. It probably has a diameter of like 10 centimeters.
Okay. And colors or just black and
colors
white?
Too. And so it took a long time, but I mean, I wasn't screaming bloody murder. Yeah, so.
Here's Lydia.
I hope he's not writing out Monica. Because if this relationship doesn't work well, he's got Monica. He's got to now take it off and make it into Montreal or something.
And you can see the guy holding the phone filming this. He pans over at one point to the front desk.
Sure.
And there's a guy at the front desk paying for something, giving this guy the dirtiest look. I'll post the video on Chum Socials.
Sure.
It is something.
At Chum1045, follow us. In my head, I want a tattoo. I kind of want a tattoo.
Not after this. Are you seriously considering that, Jamar?
It can't be that, but I just want, I don't know what to get. I can't commit to anything.
We're bringing cameras.
No, if I get a tattoo?
If you're a tattoo artist, text us or give us a call. Like, I want to know if this is a normal occurrence.
Yeah, for sure. Now for our favorite topic, measuring millennials. Caitlin hates when we use millennials, the word.
I do. Just say people under 40, and then you'll realize how ridiculous all the clickbait headlines sound.
I know. But they're still using millennials. I don't know why they're
called. They are, because they just, like, they glommed onto it. People were like, oh, I get to be angry on my porch about millennials, and they click on all the headlines.
Can I say something about millennials, if I may use that term?
Sure.
Am I allowed to use that term?
Yes.
You guys figured out life really well.
You think so?
Oh, my God. We got, it's so sucked in. You got to get a house. You got to do this.
And we're like, no.
Got to do that.
No.
And I'm thinking, you know, like, it's enough that we were fighting, women were fighting against, like, not getting a job because it's a male job and whatever.
Yeah.
That's the fight that I had to go through. But, you know, it's just that you were wiser with your money. Say, look, I'm not going to own a car. I'm going to live downtown close to work.
Sure.
And I'm going to take transit. And I'm going to do this and save my money on the side. I am going to go out for dinner. Like, I like how you guys work.
I'm sorry that
there's not enough housing.
There is credit due to our parents as well for part of that, right? Because we're a generation raised by boomers, a lot of us.
Yes.
And so really, like, I do remember growing up and feeling like my parents instilled in me, you don't have to do those things.
Yeah.
You can do your own thing. You can find your own way. So there's more of a connection between the two generations than these darn clickbaity headlines would like to give everyone credit for.
I'm going to say something else. As a baby boomer, my parents were very much, got to get married, got to do this. But you had baby boom parents.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm a baby boom parent, and I was like, go for it. Do your passion.
It's so funny that you say that, because I remember growing up, my mom was just like, go, fly, do whatever you want. You have all the choices in the world.
Yeah.
The whole world is your oyster. I never wanted to own a home. I said, if I ever own a lawnmower, send me to the therapist, because then I'm doing really, really bad in my mind. I don't even want that life. So I'm like a millennial.
Adam said that too. He goes, I don't live in the suburbs. Nothing against you, but he said, but I just don't want to cut the grass, and I don't want to do that stuff.
I love my trash chute. But anyway, this is the
I love your trash.
I love it too. I really, really love the trash. But this is the latest survey about millennials that they're saying. The things we apparently don't care about anything, but there are certain things that may really surprise you that stress out millennials. Mm-hmm. So let's see if it's true. We have on the phone people between the ages of 18 and 34. How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34. Are you right on the edge? What freaks you out more, cracked phone screen or check engine light?
Well, I don't drive, so I have to say cracked phone screen.
Look at that.
Okay.
Okay, is your phone screen cracked right now?
It is a little bit, yeah.
Look at that. All right, we'll tell you why in a couple minutes while we ask that.
All right, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, hey. Chum, what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Lindsay.
Okay, Jamar's got a question for you, Lindsay.
How old are you, by the way, Lindsay?
I just turned 33 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
are
you.
Are you driving right now?
I am.
Is your check engine light on?
No.
Is your phone screen cracked?
No.
What freaks you out more, check engine light or phone screen?
My check engine light.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Why? Yeah. What do you think, the car's going to explode?
Well, no, my car's brand new.
Oh, so that light should never come on.
The check engine light is on, you know.
Yeah, right. You got to talk to somebody. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. We'll tell you why we asked in a minute.
Great. Thanks so much.
Chom, hi. What's your name?
Raji.
Raji, how old are you?
I am 30. Going to be 30.
Going.
It's soon to be 30?
Yes, I'm pretty surprised you guys answered.
What's your when's your birthday?
June 20.
Okay, well, don't rush it.
Yeah.
When you get to be my age, don't say soon to be. Don't go for the next year, honey. Live in the moment.
I panicked a little bit. I was like, oh my God, am I 29 or 30?
You say
holding on to 29, not soon to be 30.
Yeah, I'm holding on to 29 too. What's your question to her?
The question is, Raji, is your check engine light on your car?
Actually, no.
Okay, is your phone screen cracked?
No, it's a new phone.
Okay, what freaks you out more, when the check engine light comes on or when you crack your phone screen?
I think it's probably the engine light.
Okay.
To be honest.
Yeah, engine light really gives you a little anxiety.
Okay, you're going to answer all these questions, right? Like you've been asking people.
We're going to tell you why right after this.
Okay, thank you for letting us talk to you. Have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Happy birthday in June.
Thank you.
According to what I'm reading, millennials are stressed out about things different from our predecessors. They say that 2 in 5 millennials say cracking your phone screen is more stressful than seeing your car's check engine light. And I'll say, the young ladies that said that their check engine light freaked them out, they were on the older side of millennialism.
Yeah.
They were on the older side.
And one just got a new car, and one, the one that didn't freak out was the one that didn't have the car.
Exactly.
Right, so yeah.
Check this out, Marilyn.
Yeah.
1 in 3 millennials said that their phone dying in an unknown place would be more stressful than credit card fraud. The phone means everything to us. It's kind of funny, actually.
Oh, wow.
But when you think about it, like, let's really dissect that.
Sure.
You lose your credit card. Someone's went to Mexico and's charging all these margaritas on it. You call MasterCard. They put the money right back. No big deal. You lose your phone. Oh, my gosh. My contacts. My pictures. My thing. My this. My that. It's a massive issue.
Everything. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
So,
that's stressful.
Yeah, this.
And if you have, like, Apple Pay and your banking set up on your phone as well, you might as well have credit card fraud add to the list of things.
They shouldn't call it a phone anymore. It's not a phone.
It's not a phone.
You're right.
So we got to give it another
name. It's my third hand.
It's my life. It's my life.
Yeah.
It's my more reliable brain, actually.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything, but my phone remembers everything. How? Parent shaming is a real thing.
Mm.
I've briefly, and my child's only 2 months old, but I've briefly a little bit experienced it. But Khloe Kardashian is getting it. A couple days ago, if you didn't see, everyone was all over Khloe, not because of the Tristan thing, but because of her nails. She posted a picture of
Rihanna nails.
Yeah, she had these really, really nice nails. They were matte red, kind of like coffin shaped. And people were saying, what? You're a new mom and you've got these long nails? How do you dress your child with these long nails?
Are these really, really long, pointy nails that's really happening and they put artwork on it and stuff?
These ones were just matte red, but they're fake nails and they're quite long.
Is it the red or is it the length?
It's the length.
Holy...
I'm not looking...
I could pick Tom's nose from here with those nails.
Don't.
How do you handle that?
So then everybody gets in on her on IG and Twitter, and they're like, they start weighing in. What a horrible mom, blah, blah, blah. You know, the keyboard thugs.
Yeah,
they're just like, how could you think about your appearance more than the safety of your child? You see all the bacteria under those nails, blah, blah, blah. It became a total pylon.
It starts out as like an innocent enough question where one mom genuinely said, hey, how do you change diapers? And then it kind of like devolves into, oh, the nails of a woman who pays other people to do everything for her.
You see, this is
a little jelly.
So this is kind of parent shaming. And if there are any parents listening to the show right now, which I believe there are a few, tell us what you were parent shamed about. I will tell you. when our son was first born, we wanted to go make some runs to go, you know, grocery shopping, get some supplies or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, we're not going to bring him with us. We'll just leave him with his grandma. And then people were just like, what? The kid is just a couple weeks old and you're already leaving him by himself? We're like, what? What? I mean, who better? I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was a big deal.
And I remember you telling me that, and I thought, that is shocking to me that they would criticize you on that. Who would you not trust more than your mom? Really?
Also, worry about your own life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not in 2019. No. We've lost that battle.
Yeah, does this person have children?
This person did have children, yeah.
Yeah.
It does have children, yeah. So it was interesting. But interesting. Tell us, what bad criticism did you think you received about your parenting style? Parent shaming. What was criticized? Listen, as long as a kid lives, I think everything's cool, right? No? Okay. Well, style.
Mine's still alive. I'm amazed by
style
that.
Is different for everybody, but tell us how you were sort of parent shamed. The older parents, the more seasoned veterans in parenting, I know it seems like parent shaming sounds like a little stupid buzzword that us young parents are using just to, you know, just not be satisfied with your criticisms,
right.
But
yeah.
There's a degree of stress
uh-huh.
when people start telling you that you're doing the wrong thing,
yeah.
And it's like, I didn't ask for your opinion on how I'm doing this.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We didn't put I felt it, I think, somehow, some way when I had Adam. But it was like, I didn't put the word or phrase parent shaming.
Sure.
There's a way that they kind of question, people do in general. It doesn't have to be your own family. That they question what you're doing and how you're doing it. And you are just being the best parent that you can at the time.
People came over when we just had Kofi. Oh, you don't put a hat on the child. I'm like, we're in the house. He doesn't need a hat right now. We're cool. He's fine. It's a 70, really nice day in the house and very nice and warm. And it's just like, gosh, I don't need any more stress. Happened to Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
You know, she had long nails. Her choice. I haven't really heard any medical thing that says you're not supposed to have long nails when you have a newborn. I don't know for sure. Maybe there's something there. Maybe there isn't. But there's not a parent shamer. So she's a bad parent. And I don't think she's a bad parent. But it happens to a lot of parents. It happened to Tom, parent shaming.
Yeah, this was a few years ago when my oldest son was 2 years old. I was at the grocery store bringing him through the cashier. Cashier looks at me and says, where's the mom? And I said, what? Where's the mom? The child should be with the mom. And this was an older lady from the old country, and mm-hmm. I just said, well, I'm the dad, and the lady said, well, what if he starts to cry? And I said, well, I know how to deal with that. I'm a hands-on parent.
You should have gotten down on your hands and knees and say, well, we'll just pray to her because she's no longer with us. make her feel real bad, right? We miss your mommy, little, you know?
It was so weird, the fact that I was the dad, that I would have no idea how to deal with my son if he cried.
Yeah, it's off-putting. And it still stayed with you to this day.
It does. She still works at the same grocery store, and every time I see her,
oh, really?
Yep.
There's one texter that said, I was parent-shamed for putting a harness on my daughter when we went to the home show. It was peace of mind for me. I'll never forget that episode on Modern Family when they did that to Lily. And I thought,
that was a thing for a while. People shaming harness kids.
Listen, peace of mind. What do you say?
My brother-in-law, when he was a little kid, he just went everywhere. He was racing everywhere. He would have run into oncoming traffic or directly into the arms of a stranger. He did not care. And he had to, for his safety, wear a harness.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you lose track of him. Yeah. And I just think, like, what business is it of yours how a parent chooses to keep their child safe?
True. Yeah. True. Exactly. Ingrid, tell us about how you were parent shamed.
Oh, goodness. So, I come from a West Indian background, so we've come, you know, I'm sure you can relate, Jamar.
Of course. What island?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, I'm big on people not touching my child when they're first born for the first few months. So, every time I went out, it was always the customary, hey, they're so cute, blah, blah, blah. And then they would go and touch my child's face. And I was like, no, don't do that. So, every time I did that, everyone was freaking out, including my mom. She's like, no, you don't let anyone touch the baby's face. And I was like, it's not that serious. Like, you know, I don't want you touching their face because, you know, there's germs and that's all kind of stuff. But I was parent shamed to death for doing that.
Crazy. You were parent shamed because you didn't want people to touch the child, or you wanted people to touch the child?
I didn't want anyone to touch my child's face. I was like, you know, like, this is preventative medicine here. I don't want anyone touching my kid's face. No pun intended.
You should have said it to them in plain English. What the hell y'all touch my pitney for? What the hell y'all do? Maybe they would understand a little better.
Oh my God, yeah.
But you know,
well,
what?
You know,
everybody has their own style. I think that's the thing. You have to respect people's style and let them do their thing. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
and how are you supposed to let them grow as a parent if you don't make some mistakes? That was not a big mistake.
No, not at all.
I know.
Not at all.
Thank you for your call though.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys are awesome, by the way. I listen to you every single morning.
That's
thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the parents out there, young and old. It takes a village to raise a child. But, you know, sometimes a village needs to chill out a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. The IKEA bathroom event is on now. Get 15% off bathroom furniture, sinks, and faucets until March 4th. What's up, Chloe?
Hello, good morning. Okay, so huge, huge update in the Jussie Smollett case. Yesterday, it was announced that he was officially considered a suspect, and as of this morning, he's officially been charged with filing a false police report about that attack that took place in Chicago end of January, which is a huge development because we've seen the narrative of this story go from one end to the other. So now he has been charged, and if convicted, he could face up to 3 years in prison. Like, this is serious, serious stuff.
So how unnecessary could that be? I mean, this kid could literally be eating an omelet today instead of dealing with this. He did not have to do this if he, in fact, faked this thing. He didn't have to do that.
He's technically supposed to go film on his show Empire today. That was the latest update yesterday, was they were still production. He was supposed to be in some of the scenes. Of course, that's not happening today. He's set to appear in court for a bail hearing this afternoon. So... You know, he was on this great path with a great show like Empire. So, lots of development still to come with the Jussie Smollett case.
And he also ruined my chance of ever getting cast again. He's written out the show. I'm written out the show now.
What do you mean?
You only were on for one episode.
I know, but still.
How many seasons are we in now, Jamar?
But I just wanted to get back on.
Jamar, you're in Toronto now. We can go for another show like Letterkenny.
You see me on Letterkenny? That'd be great.
That'd be great. All right. Have to go up to North Bay, but I can send you a one-way ticket.
I support that.
Fine.
Jared Kiso's fantastic. You'd like him.
Yeah, you know what? That would be funny to have him on Letterkenny.
We should make it happen, Marilyn.
Season 1, episode 6, if you want to check it out. Jussie owes me. I actually popped off his career in that episode.
Yeah.
Okay. But not about me. It's about it.
Well, and you might end it right now. So.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
What else is going on? Happier news, I hope?
Yes. All so right. It sounds like Drake and Adele might have a budding friendship together. They were seen out and about in L.A. They went to Jerry's Famous Deli. Then they went bowling next door. We don't know who won because they rented out the entire place because, you know, they're huge celebrities. So why should they have to bowl with peasants and normal people? These two met in October at one of Drake's concerts, and now they're hanging out. So possibly a collaboration, possibly just a friendship. But I would love to see these two work together.
That's pretty cool. That gives all of us hope that new music.
I know. Drake's pumping out a ton of new music, but I'd like to hear a little something from Adele.
Yeah, me too.
And then Chris Hemsworth is working on a deal with Netflix to portray the one and only Hulk Hogan in a biopic.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh. Hello? do they even look the same?
I mean, it would take a lot of... It would be quite a make-under for Mr. Hemsworth.
Jeez.
Good term.
That is a term that we use. Well, a lot of the times it's a term with women when they go into a big movie and you see them with no makeup and just sweatpants.
Wait, hold on. Let's think about this for a second. Chris Hemsworth, Thor, long blonde locks, you know, without the mustache.
Yeah.
He could be Hulk Hogan. Yeah. You know, he probably has to just grow that blonde mustache and then he's Hulk.
Yeah, I think a mustache, maybe a little prosthetic, a little facial prosthetic. They're so good at what they do.
Yeah, a whole new face and you're there.
A whole new face.
Couple anabolics in the deltoids, steroids in the chest, you know. Here.
There's a lot of change.
It's a lot to take in. I know. It's just my little nugget.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, add the skin of a hot dog and we're all
set. Oh my gosh.
Set him to a tanning bed. Is that what we do? Okay.
In a microwave. There you go. Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's very descriptive. Thank you, Caitlin Green. Chloe, tonight you're on CTV. By the way, that new set's gorgeous. Loved your green suit yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Then CTV's E-Talk's on tonight at 7. And everyone's taking off for California.
Oh, yeah. Today it's just Tyrone and I holding down the fort. Yep. The crew has officially left Toronto. They are headed to Los Angeles for the Oscars happening this Sunday.
Very exciting. I think we're talking to Danielle tomorrow morning. Awesome.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I was just watching on the news, and they said that one of the guys that was furloughed in the government shutdown in the United States, he was a park ranger, and he just hit the lottery for almost like $30 million, $29.5 million. Talk about good luck.
Well, let me say this. I've been at a park ranger's habitat, you know, up there in the trees. You have to climb up that really long ladder. Boy, what a view. But it's a lonely life.
Yeah.
And you know, like, he can get up there and scream, I just want $30 million,
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. I like those stories when just random stuff happened to people who really, really deserve it.
Yeah, me too. I like that a lot, too.
So now another calculation has been done, and they say there's a dollar amount that truly changes your life. You know, you give someone $500 here or maybe $1,000 there, mm-hmm. and it's like you've won $1,000, and you pay maybe two bills or buy some groceries, and it's gone. Here is now the life-changing amount of money, $19,800. That's life-changing. You know, everything above that, of course, mm-hmm. adds to the fun, but you change your life when you get 20 grand. You could put it into savings and actually get some real interest.
Yeah.
You could maybe make a real investment. Mm-hmm. You could put a down payment on a home, maybe a modest one, you know. You can pay off medical bills. I know.
Look at Caitlin's face.
Or you could add to a down payment, Caitlin. I mean, we're not talking about $1 million home.
If you're
here.
Buying a trailer.
I know.
Not in Toronto.
Not in Toronto. But in other cities. Not every city is Toronto. But 20 grand is what you need to really, really do life-changing stuff. Start a business. You could put 20 grand into a retirement account and have a really, like, a decent account.
Pay for plastic surgery?
That could change. That is life-changing.
That is life-changing,
That is
people.
Life-changing. Lipo-changing, if that's what you want to do with it. So 20 grand, that's what we're shooting for if we want to change our lives
okay.
money-wise.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just something to think
just
about.
Just knowing that you have that is so, I don't know, you sleep better. Yeah, right? That's
Absolutely.
Life-changing, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A little better sleep, too. Let me know.
Nike is trending this morning after receiving some bad press following a highly publicized college basketball game in the U.S. So Duke played their rival North Carolina. It was nationally broadcast. Former President Barack Obama was in attendance. Cameras and fanfare everywhere. And then a freshman player named Zion Williams has his Nike shoe burst apart mid-game.
Damn.
Forcing him to leave the game with a sprained knee.
I saw that happen. Yeah. And I was like shocked. So many major people in the stands watching this happen.
Yes.
It just, that was freaky.
It's a mild sprain, so he's expected to recover just fine. But, you know, Nike is now probably going to have to do an autopsy on this shoe and then publicly release the results based on
how much. I'd like to say, as a doctor, it was a clean split, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
very
it was.
Good. Thank you, Dr. Dennis.
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit of rumor patrol here. View co-host Joy Behar says Whoopi Goldberg will not pull a surprise hosting gig at the Oscars this Sunday, despite rumors claiming that she's been absent from The View to prep for hosting duties. Joy says Whoopi has pneumonia and it's serious, which is why she's been off for so long.
Okay. That was the rumor. Jamar and I were talking about it, as you heard earlier this morning. Because I really want to, I am looking forward to, on CTV Sunday night, starting at 8 o'clock, the red carpet happens an hour before that, you know, with the Oscars.
Yeah.
Because this is their opportunity to really change things up.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I'm really, I hope it's fun, and I hope they pick a variety of people.
It could be one of those things where it's like everything happens for a reason type of scenario, where maybe not having one set host will open up everyone's eyes to mm-hmm. different ways to look at the Oscars in general. Maybe it can be groups, maybe it can be, you know, the revolving door, who knows?
Sure, right. And Whoopi's already hosted the Oscars, I think about four times.
Yeah.
Or so. It could be a collective
something
eye roll from
fresh,
the audience.
Something fresh, something
yeah.
fresh.
So I don't think she's feeling that well, and that's
or,
why she's
or
not.
Part of it. I mean, yeah.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett, big trending news, we've been following this story for weeks now, ever since he claimed that he was the victim of a hate crime. He has been charged with filing a false police report. They were looking to negotiate a reasonable surrender for his arrest. He has turned himself over to authorities now. So it looks like he could face up to 3 years in prison if he is charged. No real statement from his side since he was turned over. It's mm-hmm. just going to be an ongoing situation, I would imagine.
What are they going to do with that show if Jussie is behind bars? Like, how do they write? He's such a prominent character in that show. You know, the writing out of, well, let me take that
Roseanne
back.
Went on.
I was about to say, yeah, they took out Roseanne. The show's actually doing better.
The show's called Roseanne.
It's not called the, what's his
The Connors now.
The Connors.
Well, no, what's his name on the show?
Jamal Lyons.
Yeah, it's not, that's not, the show's not called that.
No, it's not
right?
called
There's
that.
Other members, right, of the family.
it is kind of poetic justice, the fact that he might be a lion and he's Jamal.
Ah. Yes.
That's been pointed out by the entire internet today.
All right. I just wanted to say
no,
he's just catching up, Caitlin.
No, I'm just saying. People are all over that.
Gotcha.
And Torontonians not happy with the city's snow removal efforts this year, talking about it a lot on social media, so much so that the city's ombudsman had to release an official statement saying, hey, our office is aware of public concern about poor snow removal this winter, and also we're aware that some people are saying, when I call the city to complain, if they contact me back at all, it's taking way too long to get a response.
Mm-hmm. Didn't somebody from Aurora say something?
Yes, somebody from Aurora, city of Aurora, wrote in and said that the issue that that they've had, at least, is that these snowstorms have happened during the day. So you've got a lot of parked cars on the road, you've got pedestrians out, and so snow removal has been more difficult. I've seen this in Montreal, and I've often wondered why it hasn't been something that we've been able to enact here. Hmm. In Montreal, they will have periods of time on set days where they have to have the cars move from one entire side of the street. Mm-hmm. So they clear out for a set period of time, then they can properly remove all the snow that's built up and all the ice, then the cars go back.
And if they're not on the right side, they get towed.
Yes. Could we, they do this in New York also.
Could we not do this here?
That's a great idea.
Once again, Mayor Tory, give us a call.
All right. Thank you for the trending stories, Caitlin.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.